Hi, everybody. It's Sunday, November 15, 2020, and this is the next to the last new moon of 2020. And I wanted to make sure I said that because the last new moon session, or at least one of them, I was listening to and watching, and I recognized that I never mentioned a date or anything. So hi on Facebook Live. Hi, Linda. And hi on the conference call. Hi, Ange. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
So does anybody want to give a intention for this evening? I'm good if everybody wants to just let it ride, but it's up to you. In the meantime, while everybody's feeling into that, just breathe, okay? Let's take some time to breathe together and sync up our breaths. And when I say sync up our breaths, that doesn't mean we have to match our breaths. That means just take that full breath in and out and allow yourself to just kind of settle present in your body here and now. Yeah, let it ride. I know, I'm surprised those words came out, Linda, too. Maybe it's because I'm sitting on my ball. and Leslie's song as she came on. So, interesting times, huh? I mean, all times are interesting. But this year has been, hi, Chris. This year has been indescribable in terms of how interesting it is. Good to see you too, Linda, even though I'm seeing you in my mind's eye. So it's been challenging for a lot of people, and what I've come to recognize, I don't think Susan's on yet with Susan and Zozo. I don't see her yet. So, but I'm going to actually state her intention anyway, because it's for herself, but also for everyone. So I'm going to read a little bit. It's where she says it's been a bit challenging to discern agenda input, which I actually like, which perhaps is input in itself. Time has become a blur. And for years now I've been saying time is ending as we know it. It is ending as we know it. It is no longer the way we have lived it up till now. And that's not a bad thing. It's just different. And it's freaking our system out. And it's freaking our system out there in terms of the way we have lived up till now. But also, it's freaking our inside systems out. Hi, Marla. And what I mean by that is, that outer reflection is our inner reflection. So from a Ho'oponopono perspective, from a Course in Miracles perspective, from any perspective that works with true forgiveness work, it's always about what out there is being reflected to me so that I can breathe into it, become present, and address it internally in me. And that's why these times are so blessed, even though they're challenging. And what came up in a session the other day around that, I'm going to go back to Susan. She talks about the quarantine has been tough on both she and Stan's mental functioning, and people are having memory issues. I don't know if you guys have, but I know I have. And I attribute it to less stimulation, as well as what I'm getting is time is ending as we know it. Our thinking is ending as we know it. Hi, Jackie. And we are being called to be different and be present in the moment and quit trying to figure it out, being in that regurgitative space. John Beltran talks about the head brain and how we've been working from the head brain for so much, and he calls it the negotiator. And a negotiator, its job is to negotiate. So a negotiator, the negotiating head brain, that's his job. So it never stops negotiating, and that doesn't allow us to be physically connected to the rest of our bodies. And so these times, if we are able to be with them, are an offering for that. It is an opportunity for us to come present into our bodies. One of the things that came up in a session the other day is, besides the effect it's having on our brain from not being in high Rhonda, from not being able to be in that same regurgitative state that our brains and our heads are always in trying to figure it out, is it's like our senses are so used to overstimulation that we're going through, our senses are actually going through a withdrawal. So we're going through a withdrawal on many, many levels to the addiction of the way that we have been up till now. And the best way to be with that is to breathe with it, to be with it, to reach out for the resources and the help if you need it, when you need it. And mostly to just breathe in it and be present with it, because you do have most of what you need here with you now. And we're being reminded of that fact. So it's like what showed up in the session the other day was like a deprivation tank. You know how some people go crazy in a deprivation tank if you're in the void and your senses have nothing to stimulate them? You can lose your mind. And in a way, we are all kind of losing our mind. And if we quit trying to grab it out there and pull it back in, we'll find ourselves a whole lot more peaceful. And actually a whole lot clearer in our thinking, because it'll be truer thinking rather than habitual, conditioned, programmed thinking. And so let's just breathe that into that, and let's just tap that in, because what I'm feeling is just bringing everybody to this space of connection internally and with one another and with everybody that's joined us here on Facebook Live and on the conference call, and anybody that's joined us by intention, whether they are watching this later or whether they're participating now, they are here energetically. And we want to actually gather our energies, our own energies, and just breathe into them. And then just, I still like the traditional body talk tapping. Let's just tap our heads. Let's love that brain, that negotiator, and let's just remind it that it's connected at the heart level and the relator, the feeling level. So the intellect is connected to the intelligence of the heart, which is the emotional intelligence. And then we tap on the navel, which brings in the resources that I mentioned, the resources that we all have available to us, that we all came into this world with. Yes, we came into this world with DNA and past life residue and lessons to be learned, or I like to say remembered, because I feel like we are in a remembering space right now, which is ironic that we're talking about the memory, that it's a remembering of the truth, not the patterns. More of the pattern of our biology and what we're designed individually, uniquely to be and to do here together. Nice. So, tapping all that in. And then Susan asked for, so she talked about the challenge to discern the agenda and the memory and being in the void. But I also like, because she says she would like to be available, because we're in this void space, we no longer have the perceptual cues, all of the habits, the programming, the agendas. And so if we breathe into that space and become present, we become available to something new. And you've heard me say this over and over and over again. New is unfamiliar. So our brain keeps trying to hook a familiarity to it, something that it can connect to. But if we breathe into it, it will open up to being more connected at a greater, deeper level, because it will expand our senses so that they won't feel like they're being so squeezed into nothingness, they'll be able to expand into that void, which is truly, they found the void is not empty, it's full. In our world, the atoms that represent us are the empty space. So if we go into this empty space that we are, the void will reveal to us much greater opportunities, much greater ways of being that let go of all of the violence and trauma and pains that we've perpetuated throughout history. So she asked that she would be available to all the new signposts of going forward and have clarity in choosing and integrating the new perceptual cues. So we're being asked to imagine differently. Up till now, we asked for signposts. And by the way, this science has proven that the signposts that we actually put out there, A Course in Miracles mentions this, and it talks about the signposts, the signs show up not to direct us, but because they're already there, and we've actually projected the signposts out there. So if we can just open up our awareness, we can be aware of that sooner and not have to wait for a sign. We've been in a waiting space for so long. I know I have. Waiting space. I'm waiting for what? I don't know what exactly. I'm waiting for what's my next best step? What's my greater purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be being? And that waiting and being in that waiting space has allowed us to It has allowed us to actually be in this space, this void space. Hi, Donna. It is very timely that we come together. So I ask that everybody have the opportunity, if that is what you so choose, to be open to the newness that is available to you, the new opportunities, the new possibilities that are available to you as you breathe into a greater presence in the moment. And then Susan asked for a release of the energy of the pandemic, its causes and supports from the planet. And I would shift that to, I concur, I would like a release of that as well. But in order for us to be released of that, we need to be able to integrate it and recognize the blessings of it rather than continually push against and fear what is out there. Wow. Hi, everybody on the pre-conference call. I just came over and saw everybody. So everybody on pre-conference call, you know, you can *6 at any time, and you can make a comment and let me know what comes up. And hi, Susan, I see you're here now.
Yeah. A little late to hear.
So I don't know how much you heard of that, but I hope you heard it.
Oh, yeah, I heard most of it. I was just a couple minutes late.
Okay, good. So what I said is, you know, rather than a release of the energy of the pandemic, I do ask for that, but I ask for that in such a way that we have integrated the blessings and the awareness and the abilities to be in a whole new space and a whole new world. To actually be, not only be in a whole new space and a whole world, new world, but to be a whole new space and a whole new world ourselves. And then you asked about the selling of the house and optimum timing, and that is definitely in there. So what I'm asking is that we all find our rightful place, our rightful home at the right time. And I'm not talking about in terms of right or wrong. I'm talking about in terms of rightful, meaning the absolute best possibility and position for you and your family and Daka and Sozo and everybody on the call, the absolute best place for you to be. And I'm hearing, remind everyone the absolute place for them to be is in the here and now. And then everything else will be revealed. That's beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to say hi to Sotso and Daka. So, are you okay with me sharing Sotso and Daka?
Oh, sure. Oh, yes.
The Sotso, we've done sessions on everybody, and Sotso specifically, and Daka specifically, and his heart has remained stable, and his liver functions are the best they've been in 5 years. Yes, thank you. And so we are going to request further support for him, and it's really about all of us being present. Because, yes, Sotso and Daka both have brilliant work to do. For those who don't know, I'll reiterate, they're both birds in image. But they're really light beings who are doing brilliant work in on our planet. And their bodies have struggled. And like many of us, actually. And so we're going to continue the session for that to bring them both to a greater vitality, and everybody on the call, actually, to a greater vitality in your bodies, in this space of awareness that we are, like I said, we are the void. We are in this space. Hello, Bill. Hello, boo-boo to you, too. That we are this blessed space and this blessed opportunity. And if we just quit allowing ourselves to be yanked out of our space of that presence, everything will lighten up. And the memories that are missing right now, I'm hearing, don't worry about the memories, because the memories come and go, and many of those memories have been like plaque in our brains, taking up space, keeping us in that habit, those habitual patterns. Hi, Beata. Hi, Jackie. And what I'm hearing is some of that is a rearranging of our brain, the evolution of our brain. Some of it is like the cleansing, almost the melting of the plaque in the crevices of our brains and in the fascia and the tissues. And a creating of time and space, a different way of being with time and space that is showing up not only in our world, but it's showing up in our heads and in our bodies, and opening up that ability to expand, not necessarily the old way where we tried to expand our business or expand our presence. It ended up being ballooning up, and hi, Daka, this seems to be for you as well. So it's not about expanding physically. It's about expanding energetically and maintaining a healthy, stable, balanced, optimal physical body that is capable of handling this new information. And relaxes more. So part of like what I talked about before is many people are going through withdrawal, so the nervous system needs some help, because the nervous system is struggling with this jitteriness. And even those of us who are breathing into the presence and staying off of the computer as much as possible, that's a challenge with many people, because everybody's going online now. And so a lot of people who have been in that excess mode that many of us had been most of our lives, me included, a lot of people have gone into that excess mode online, on the screen. I've not done that. I know that, actually, I started to do that, and then I recognized that's part of that discerning factor, Susan, you mentioned. That those things will fall away naturally because you just simply will not have any interest in them. And just because you have no interest in them does not mean that they are not valuable, or does not mean that they are not still resources for you. It means that you are being called to be present in this moment and allow yourself to discover new energy, new vitality, new connections. new pathways, and these pathways are in our brains and between our brains, the head, heart, and gut, and the prefrontal cortex. So it's really about bringing conscious awareness in each moment, in each now, 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 because that's really all there is. And I think everybody here will agree that time is kind of an enigma right now. That this year, it's like almost like we've all been in this deprivation tank of 2020. This is the 2020 deprivation tank. And all of us, many are feeling deprived. Our senses have been feeling deprived. Our brain, our head brain has been feeling deprived. Our emotional heart has been feeling deprived from those codependent dynamics. And it's not that we don't need connection and we don't need touch. What we need is the recognition that we are interdependent and we are connected and we are touching. And that doesn't mean we can't come together again in the physical world, in the body, but it means that when we do, we will be more present in our physical body. And I see like when everybody does come together, it will be like this shockwave around the world, but not a shockwave like destruction of the old, but it's more like I see like this radiant ray of golden light that just goes, and it kind of just disintegrates all of that stuff that doesn't really matter anymore. Yeah, 2020 flotation tank. Yep. That's what we're in. So, I'm loving it. And so, interesting. So, for anyone struggling with their spiritual path, the message I'm hearing is breathe and breathe into the struggle. I'm not going to say let go of the struggle, because when you're struggling, trying to let go, it's like that monkey trap. I don't know if anybody's ever heard about that, but the way they catch monkeys in these places that I actually think it's horrific, but they catch the monkeys and they eat their brains. But interesting, they're eating their brains, because we're talking about the brain. But what happens is they put their hand in this container to grab what's in the container, but they don't know to let go to get their hand out of the container. And that's how we've been living our lives up to now. We've been living our lives with our hands stuck in the container, and we can't get our hand out because we're not willing to let go. So what I mean by that is when we're struggling, it's like that. To tell you to let go when you're in the middle of struggle is just ludicrous, because when you're in the middle of struggle, you're in the middle of struggle. So what I'm going to ask you to do is instead just pause and take at least 3 deep breaths. And see if the struggle doesn't just melt away. And then maybe instead of beating yourselves up, instead of us beating ourselves up, maybe instead we can learn to laugh at the silliness of how we've been living up till now. Yep. Nope, it's just saying, I want you to breathe more, Beata. Beata says, struggling with left-right brain balance. I used to read multiple books a week, and these days I can barely get through 50 pages. It feels like ADD. And, you know, you could label it ADD, but I think it's your soul, the soul. The soul is saying less outer stimulation, more inner listening. I'm hearing, Beata, if you want to read the script of your soul. Listen to your body and feel the code, those God codes that Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton all talk about, the God particle, the God code. It's all there. You are that. And if we just pause enough to breathe into it, yeah, it's your body saying, too much stimulation. there was an old sci-fi movie called Short Circuit, and a little robot. I love that he would say, too much input. And that's what I think is happening. Been too much input up till now. And now it's saying input. Now it's saying input. Input your presence. In other words, input your awareness internally and trust that your external environment is going to take care of itself. That doesn't mean be careless or foolishly overspend, or it means you won't be careless or foolishly overspend. You'll be more present the more you breathe into it and the more you listen to your inner script. Because I love to read too, Beata. I love to read. And in fact, I'm writing a lot these days, but I love to read. And maybe your soul is saying, read your inner script. You may find it very enlightening. Very enlightening. And that is pun intended. Hi, Kame, and you're welcome. So, I hope I tapped into that. If you're struggling with your spiritual path, just breathe into it, because your spiritual path is you. You are your spiritual path. And we can trust that all of our spiritual paths, when we go within, are connected in such a way that it sustains us all. We are being asked to step out of our competitive scarcity, our competitive scarcity dynamic that has caused us to create scarcity, because we have been over-consuming books, videos, information. We've been over-consuming information, and you know, information is really needing to come out from your inner being. Our souls are saying, now is the time, now is the time, now is the time. And when everybody says, when, just repeat to yourself, now is the time. I am here now, and now is the time. It doesn't mean you have to get up and run a marathon. It doesn't mean you have to get up and produce a major television series. It doesn't mean you have to get up and do anything specific other than what your soul calls you to do in that moment, which is now. Yep. Try short stories and try listening within. They both work. Actually, combining them is good. I'm not saying go totally in isolation. What I am saying is add diversity. The diversity of our bodies has been missing. The diversity of our microbiomes has been missing. The diversity in our world has been missing. We have gone too much into one pathway. I think what I'm seeing is an interesting dynamic, because even those of us who have been in the spiritual realm for all our lives, which is essentially everybody, whether they recognize it or not. So even for those of us who have been in the spiritual realm, a lot of us have been recreating the same dynamic that we tried to get away from through our old programming. We have been creating this monotone, being the one. We are all the one, but that doesn't mean we all need to look alike, be alike, eat the same things, say the same things, do the same things. What it means is we all need to show up in our uniqueness, in our unique beingness, in our unique presence as the one. It's almost like filling in, you can go with a quilt, filling in a puzzle, filling in the data, the pixels. We are all needed in order to awaken to that reality of the One. But in the meantime, we can live that reality as the One by truly showing up without trying to force our way through and relaxing more. And relaxing, it can be couch surfing. I've done it quite a bit. It can be whatever you want it to be, but it's not just that. Relaxing is being coming to this place where you relax enough to be in a relaxed state of mind while you're doing everything, to be present while you're doing everything. Hello, Ali Sharon. So it's really about just, there's no such thing as just. It's really about breath. It's really about being present. It's really about trusting. And most of us don't know how to trust because we haven't lived a life up till now that showed that life and the people and our environment was trustworthy. But what I'm being guided to say is it's because we doubted we were trustworthy on some level, and we quit listening to taking care of our own needs because the little parts of us didn't get our needs met, and they're still crying in our cells, in our fascia. Hi, Sune. I'm so glad, grateful you are here. You're welcome. It's really about embracing those little ones that didn't get their needs met because of whatever reason, because we all have different becauses. We all have different stories. And many of us didn't get our needs met at a time that was critical. And we think we've done the work to resolve it. But what we've done the work to do is more often than not to bury it. So we've done the work to resolve a part of it, but we still left little bits and pieces of our souls fragmented and our cells fragmented in our fascia. So now it's time to integrate. That's why it's really, that's why I'm really being called to guide you that 2020 really is like a flotation tank year. It's like, be in it. Be present with it now. Be present with every little ache and pain, whether it's emotional, mental, spiritual, physical. Be present with it like that Rumi guest house poem. Be present with it. Welcome it. Invite it in. Don't wallow with it. Don't let it overtake you. Invite it in. Let it know it's being seen. Let it know it's being welcomed. Let it know it's loved. And let it know that you are sorry that you didn't acknowledge that it was there because you didn't even know it was there. So let it know you didn't know then. Do Ho'oponopono. Do whatever forgiveness work, whether it's Course in Miracles, Ho'oponopono, just simply say, I'm sorry and I love you and thank you and forgive me. And just take that little one, let it take it into your heart. And let it know it has a safe space there. And let it know that you are the grown-up now. You're not subject to mom, dad, aunt, uncle, abusive adult, whatever. You're not subjected to that anymore. And neither is that little one once you acknowledge it. If it's still reactive, it has not gotten its need met. And it's really important that it gets its need met. And what it needs is you. It needs you to be present to it, to little two-year-old, to the infant you, to the seed that was created as you were conceived, to 23-year-old you, 15-year-old you, 17-year-old, any incident in your life, take some time to be with it now, as you can, as it shows up. Invite it. Let it know you are a safe space. Regardless of what's showing up out there, let it know you are a safe space. So, I'm getting to remind everybody to drink. And I'm going to stop and pause and take a drink. So, let's see where we're going to go now. I'm just going to do some integrating of that. I feel like we're going to the back of the neck. And I feel like I'm going to stand up for that. Standing up. Back of the neck. It feels like there's an old pain there, a choking, a strangulation. And it actually feels like this is an umbilical cord. So it feels like we need to unwind this umbilical cord from around the neck and open it up and disentangle it so that so it's like we're going back to in utero for everyone, actually. I don't know who specifically this is, but we're going back to in utero for everyone, and we're going to do an unwinding of the umbilical cord and kind of a lengthening and disentangling it because it looks like it's been choking somebody. Yes, they are no joke. Pain-burdened bodies are no joke, Beata says. And yet, so you got to love them. Oh, okay, Chris. So maybe it's you. I don't know. But we're doing it for everybody. We're going in utero and we're disentangling and unraveling that umbilical cord from around your neck. And as we do that, we're unraveling any kinks and any bends and any knots, disentangling it. It's kind of interesting. So it's like with the baby, with the fetus having to actually undo the knot is like taking the baby through the knot and opening the knot to bring the baby through the other side. So either the neck's not being choked off or the nourishment in the body is not being choked off. And actually in somebody I'm seeing that it's being choked off. It's almost like it happened for a reason, because their mother was smoking and or drinking. And what we want to do is we want to still disentangle that for that baby and do a kind of go back and do a repair of that cleansing to remove the toxicity from that umbilical cord that went into the cellular bodies of the baby. So it's like doing a timeline repair. You are very welcome. It's like doing a timeline repair for anyone whose umbilicus was either choking them or being choked off, which is essentially everybody in some way or another is what I'm seeing. That's actually even going back in utero. I see it going back more energetically, actually, back in through time and space. And it's like bringing a healing through time and space to bring pure nourishment through that cord. To nurture the body that is the baby, that is you. So everybody is receiving this in one way or another. And I see it actually going back down through the timeline through generations. Ah, so good. Because it's like going back through what I talked about with history. History needing to end as we've known it up till now, as we have created it, as we've remembered it, as with the trauma and the pains. It's like going back through the timeline of everybody, through the back chakras, through the back heart, through all of the back chakras. And it's kind of like seeing them like chakras, but also seeing them almost like cords, not like cords, seeing them like cords. And all of these cords are being retracted, being sent back to source energy. So it's like, letting go of all of those pains of the past and releasing the need for them, releasing the need for the pains of the past. Yes. That's beautiful and brilliant, and it's happening on all levels through the back of everybody in terms of everybody's timeline throughout history, like literally sending back the need, sending it back to source. So it can be blessed, and it can go on, and it can doesn't need to be repeated, doesn't need to be carried forward, doesn't need to be carried forward anymore. That's the beauty of this. This time now is an opportunity to let go of those situations, those habits, those conditioning, that programming, that way of thinking that keeps us regurgitating the pain body. So we can just let that melt back into source. Nice. And then I was doing this the other day with somebody. So it's like what we're doing is we're clearing the energies in the palm chakra, which are the transmitters of the heart. Heart chakra. So we're waking that up in everybody. And it's opening up the heart and the throat so that we can begin speaking, thinking, seeing, sensing, thinking, speaking through our hearts. That's nice. That's taking me into the belly now, into the gut brain. I'm like down here at the gut, just eating the gut. So, what's going on at the gut? At the gut? Gut, the throat. Oh, we're doing chakras again. We're doing throat to solar plexus, which is fantastic. That's, again, connecting the heart. So we're clearing these clearing these chakras from the front. We've sent that energy back. So now we're needing to clear the front so that it's expanding them, opening them, allowing new energies to come through us so that we can step into a new space, a new way of communicating, a new way of simply being, And simply being doesn't mean we have to give away everything and not have any heart's desires. What it means is just being more present to allow the heart's desires to show up because you're present to actually be there and receive them. And many of us on this call have had issues with receiving in the past, and that's part of the dynamic I was talking about with trustworthy. It's like needing to clear everybody's energy around being trustworthy for ourselves. Being a space of clarity. Being available for clarity. So I see just white light now being beamed to everyone. And I see Daka, Tso-Tso, and yes, Kelso, I haven't forgotten you. I see all of the energy coming through humanity and all beings on Earth. It's like, it's interesting. So it's like, again, like a wave of white light. And it's kind of like literally shifts us into another dimension. And as we shift into this other dimension, we're able to relax more. Life becomes more peaceful. Less offsetting. So our balance, we're being balanced. And it feels like there's something showing up right now. This, what's showing up is, okay, we're going back into the brain, and I'm still doing this with the cleaning and the cleansing of the energy. We needed to go into the brain and do a repair of the myelin sheath. And the senses. So it's like working with the senses. Not just external senses, but internal senses. So working with the sense of sight, smell, taste, hearing, and touch. And it feels like needing to just settle into that and shake loose some debris. Sort of a shake off some debris because things are melting and falling away now. Let's just shake it off. Just breathe with me. I'm going to see if anything else shows up. It's gotten kind of quiet. Hearing doesn't be so complicated. That's our old thinking. We like complications. This brain likes puzzles. And what we're doing is we're actually integrating this brain with the other brains and being kinder with it. So it's not about making it wrong. There's nothing wrong with liking puzzles. It just doesn't need to do it all itself. So we're linking the senses on all levels. In other words, we're doing clarification of the senses, sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, And that means that it's bigger than it sounds, because it means the way we sense our external world, as well as the way we intuit our internal world. And that is between every cell in our body, because every cell in our body has the ability for all of these senses and all of these. So we're working with the senses and the elements, fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So it's like establishing a new way of relating between the senses, the cells, the elements, and the planets. I point up for the planets, but the planets are in here. So integrating all of that, establishing a program to run between now and the final new moon of 2020. And what I'm being guided to remind you is remind you to savor the moments, savor the presence, savor being present, and celebrate it. Savor every time you recognize you're more present than ever, and that you're responding to the world around you rather than, hello, Papa Lugo. And rather than responding to the world around you, rather than overreacting and frantically letting it drive you crazy, every time you breathe into that, do those three breaths that we talked about and tap your head, breathe in and out. Tap your heart, breathe in and out. And tap your navel, breathe in and out. Play with that. Practice that. And every time you feel more centered and relaxed, savor it. Savor it. And actually connect with your senses. And ask, what does this moment taste like?
Mm-hmm.
What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What do I hear? And what do I see? What do I see when I look inside? And the more you do that, the more sensual you become internally with your senses, the more vitality your body will have, and the more balanced you will feel. And the easier it will be to recognize, oh, I go here now. Rather than, where do I go? Again, that old programming is being dissolved. And savor that and celebrate it, because the old programming is not you. The old programming is the old programming. You know, they used to say that every 7 years we have a whole new body. So why do we age the way we age? Why do people that have arthritis get worse arthritis? Because of all the programming, because of all the habits. But as this all changes, and as you breathe more into being present, you will find yourself feeling lighter and lighter. Because they've also, now we have technology that can identify things sooner now. So now they say that we have a whole new body in less than 2 years. I suspect it's a lot sooner than that. I suspect it's instantaneous, but we just don't have the ability or the technology at the moment to recognize that. But wouldn't it be fun to actually tap into, that willingness, that ability, that willingness to just be curious at what wonders are going to show up now. And I actually got a phrase from another person I've been working with, and it's, the universe is always for you. It's never against you. We always think, why me? Why? What now? But if you can just pause and breathe into that and just ask yourself, how is this for me? Because the universe is always for you. God is always for you. Whatever word you use, the universe is always for you. So the next time you find yourself struggling, just breathe, pause, tap. And ask, how is this for me? Hey, sis, I love you too. And then breathe and just be curious to see what shows up. How is this for you? It may be just revealing that you've been living an old story that no longer serves you, and it's not really true anymore. Maybe never was. Maybe it felt true, but maybe it never was. But the only way you're going to be able to recognize that is to be present to it and let it inform you. Let it inform you. Let your body, your soul, your psyche, all come together like this amazing, dynamic, vibrant, vital being that you are, to reveal to you a truer version of who you are. Because if we change bodies every 2 years, if we grow new cells every single day, we're never the same person. And we do ourselves and everyone we meet a disservice by thinking that they are who they used to be rather than being curious to who they are and who we are each and every day. So know that the systems out there are being reflected from the systems in here that are needing to transform, transmute, and transition. And that is happening. And it's all good. And it's all for us. And let's just allow this session to work between now and the next new moon and see. I'm encouraging to just be with that. Just be with that. The holidays are coming up too, everybody. And we have a lot of programming about the holidays. You know, I'm not anti-holidays at all. But to me, every day is a holy day, a holiday. And so if you can't be with your family, be with your family internally, with yourself. We need to learn to be with ourselves in such a way where we're more present when we do come together. So we not only need to learn to love ourselves, we need to learn to like ourselves. There's a difference. Many people say, yeah, I love myself. And I ask, do you like yourself? Some of me, some parts of me I like. Well, learn to listen to those parts that you don't like and see if maybe you have misunderstood them. And maybe you can learn to like them. I'm just going to shake that off. Ah. That's it. I love you all. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome.
Soto and Daka, thank you.
Oh, I love you, Soto and Daka too.
Thanks, Debbie.
Yep, Soto said hello.
Hello, he Soto.
He doesn't like goodbye.
Hello, Soto. Hello. We can say aloha.
Yes, he knows aloha too.
Thank you, Debbie.
Can I make a
comment on one thing?
Sure.
In relation to what just happened is 2 weeks ago, I shared and embraced another way of what you just said, different words for what you just tapped out, which was forgiveness is letting go of the desire for a better past.
Yeah.
And so I added that to my, you know, morning tapping out and whatever it is that I do 2 weeks ago. Last week, amazing shifts of healing happened as a result of that one sentence tied into what we just got tapped out for. I am so ever grateful. And the amazing shifts of healing, personally, I never would have thought of those transactions that happened that would just neutralize something that had been so overbearing personally. You know how it just, so it's an incentive to be ever present. Because when you're in that place of balance, and by accepting and embracing the current moment, no matter how painful or whatever it is, I'm telling you, from this state, diversity arose, and then just tidal waves of blessings. Unsolicited ones, a lot of them just flowed in to assist with the situation because I'm staying current in the moment. However, what you just said earlier, for a new space, go have some fun in your Mindscape workshop. Folks, when was the last time you went in there and really worked those tools with those screens or whatever? Yeah. You know, we've been rusty, so a gentle reminder of magnificent tools to get you or whatever it is that you need.
Exactly. More play.
Yeah, and that sweet spot of enjoying every day with peace is magnificent. Embrace it.
Embrace yourself. Everybody embrace yourself. That's the key.
It is.
Yourself.
So thank you. So perfect.
Yeah. I'm very grateful. Yeah.
So. Oh, that's it. And when all of these unsolicited blessings plus the ones that were whatever, always I stop. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. You know, it's beautiful.
For everybody. Thank you is the best prayer you could say. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
It gives you more to be thankful for.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Leslie.
All right. Take care, sweetie.
You too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And now what I do is I take my intentions on a piece of paper. I'm going to go out into the, I think it's snowing, 20-something degree weather, and I'm going to burn my paper because the words on the paper for my intentions, the prayers go into the smoke that float up to the heavens. And then I'm done with your wonderful new moon session. Well, not really, because it continues on and on all the time, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay. Have a great month, folks.
Yes, everybody. Good night. Blessings, blessings, blessings. And love. Ah.